弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
感谢主再次有机会来到诸位当中分享神的话语。
Thank the Lord again that I can be amongst you today, sharing His words.
根据一项的统计
，According to a statistics，
平均每个人一个星期所说的话，如果把它编起来是500页厚的书。
A person speak a words that is spoken by a person in a week, it can be put into a book as thick as 500 pages.
照这样的计算，一个人的一生可以成立一个很大的博物馆了，图书馆了。
And if you go like that, a person's lifetime words can be as big as a library.
可见人的话真多。
You can see people talk a lot.
不过我们能不能问一下自己，我一每天或者每个月每一年所说的话。
We can think about the words that we speak in a day, in a week, in a year.
或者说我曾经说过的话。
Or even things that you have said in the past.
有多少是值得夸奖的？
How many are worthy of praise?
曾经有多少的话从我们的口里出来？
How many words that came out of us?
有诡诈的话。
Are stunning.
有论断的话。
Judgmental.
有批评的话
criticism
有恶毒的话
and even evil words
有闲话
gossip
有脏话
cursing
有粗话
and cursing words
还有鬼话
even lies
有多少是正面可以造就别人的话呢
and how many are positive encouraging words
我们先低头祷告
let us pray first
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
你知道我们软弱
Because we know that we are weak.
你知道我们亏欠。
We are against your will.
求你再次的怜悯我们。
May you please have mercy on us.
因着你的话，使我们每一个人都得造就。
So that through your word, we can all be built upon.
我们是你的儿女。
We are your children.
我们今天说话不像我们过去那样了。
So that today when we speak, it's no longer like
past. 我们今天的舌头不像世人的舌头了。
Our tongue no longer like the world.
因为我们在基督里是新造的人。
Because we are newborn in Christ.
因此求你洁净你仆人的口。
Lord, may you please cleanse your servant's mouth.
也赐给我们可听的耳朵。
And also give us listening ears.
让我们在接下来一点点时间里面同蒙造就。
So that in the following time, we can all be built upon.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
垂听祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
接着刚才所读的这一段的经文。
Through the passage that we just read.
我要分享的题目是制服你的舌头。
My topic is taming your tongue.
我用简单三方面来分享这个信息。
I want to share in three points.
第一，制服舌头，避免过失。
The first is taming your tongue to prevent stumbling.
第二节，原来我们在许多事上都有过失。
In verse 2, it says, we all stumble in many ways.
若有人在舌头上没有过失，也话语上没有过失。
And who is never at fault in what they say.
他就是完全人。
Is perfect.
也能勒住自己的全身。
Able to keep their whole body in check.
我们也留意这里提到两个字，过失。
If we have to focus in this passage, it says stumble.
这个词在原文是滑倒的意思。
In the original meaning, it's slip and fall.
就是身不由己的滑倒。
Which is slip and fall uncontrollably.
就好像刚刚下了一场的大雪，有人走在路上，他不愿意滑倒的，但是就是不这样不小心就滑倒了。
Just like how it snowed a couple days ago, where people walk on the outside, they don't want to fall, but they accidentally fall.
雅各说我们在许多的事上都有过失。
And James mentioned that we all stumble in this world.
尤其在言语上有过失。
Especially in our words.
雅各说我们。
James said.Us,
包括他自己
which includes himself.
但是雅各是初代教会的领袖了
But James is a founding father of the church.
是一个非常有属灵分量的人了
He is very spiritual.
他从圣灵领受了一个的信息
He received a message from the Holy Spirit.
我们要勒住自己的舌头
which is we need to tame our tongue.
因为我们要迈向王权
Because we are headed towards kingship.
虽然雅各自己他也承认难免在言语上有过失。
So therefore, James he knows that he himself stumbled.
但是我们要改变。
but we have to change.
这样他下面讲到没有人能够制服自己的舌头。
He later says nobody is able to tame their tongue.
但是今天只要在基督里的人，我们可以靠主，可以勒住自己的舌头。
However, those who belong to Christ, we are able to tame our tongue through him.
如果我们留意身边的人，我们会发现有人一说话就有过失。
If we look around, you know some people, who, the moment they speak, they'll stumble.
曾经有一位很憨厚老实的一个女婿。
There was a really a mild son-in-law.
一天他要参加他岳父的七十大寿。
He has to go to a 70th birthday party for his father-in-law.
出门之前他的太太再三地叮嘱他。
Before leaving the house, the wife kept on emphasizing.
今天在寿宴上呢，你不可以讲不吉利的话，不要多嘴。
Don't say anything sinister. Don't say anything extra during the birthday party.
他果然听进去了，在整个宴席当中不讲话。
So the husband listened and didn't say anything during the party.
不料在告别的时候
，However, when they're about a departure,
他忍不住对他的岳父说。
He couldn't resist and said this to his father-in-law. I didn't say anything sinister this time, didn't I?
岳父说，今天很好。
Says the father-in-law said, very good.
可是他接下来说，等一下，你今晚半夜得病得重病，不关我的事。
He says, if you get really really sick, it's not my fault at the end of the night.
他的话一出口，他的岳父脸就变了，气得半死。
So after he said that, the father-in-law was extremely upset.
我们常常会笑别人言语上有过失。
We often laugh at others when they make a mistake in their words.
但是我们有没有想过，我的言语上偶尔也会有过失的
？But do we look at ourselves, whether we have fault in what we say?
当你发现你的言语上有过失的时候
，When you know that you have fault in what you say,
你要怎么做
？What do you need to do?
马上求神赦免你。
Immediately ask God to have mercy on you, and ask God to help you not do that again in the future.
这样的继续的操练，你就可以能够勒住你的舌头，避免过失了。
So that continuously changing yourself will help you tame your tongue.
我们的言语上容易会得罪别人。
So we often offend others in our words.
有时候你虽然讲一句话，但是缺乏礼貌。
So even though we say something, we lack etiquette.
你会发现有人讲话很高调的。
You know some people say things very obnoxiously.
我们说中国人人听话音嘛。
What Chinese people say when you listen to people, you hear their voice, the loudness.
你他的语气、他的态度、他的声调，你听了就不舒服的。
The attitude, the tone of the voice.
虽然他讲的可能没有错，但是他的语气、态度，这个错了。
Even though they might not say the wrong words, but their tone and their attitude is incorrect.
这就是过失啊。
That is considered stumbling, right?
有人呢，会奉承人的。
Some people might say things to flatter others.
今天许多的人呢，会奉承人。
Many people like to flatter others.
尤其你有求于这个人的时候，你一定把他捧上天的。
Especially when you need something from them, you'll just flatter them all the way up.
其实我发现有些基督徒也会奉承人的。
I actually noticed some Christians do the same.
基督徒会奉承他以为有属灵分量的传道人。
Especially when they see spiritual elders who seems better, they'll flatter them.
我曾听到有人说某某牧师真好，真好。
I've heard some people say, "Oh, some pastor is fantastic."
当越来越多的人受他的影响，说这个某某牧师真好，真好的时候
，When a lot of people are affected by this person saying how great this pastor is,
结果那个牧师有祸了。
That actually brings disaster to the pastor.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为圣经都说嘛，当人都说你好的时候，你有祸了嘛。
Because in the Bible it says, when everyone says you're great.Disaster come upon.
大家都肯定你、都捧你的时候，你飘然然的，觉得自己真的很厉害。
Because when everyone's saying how great you are, you start to become very prideful.
其实你没有那么好。
Even though you are not
great. 我们要承认，其实我们没有那么好。
We have to understand that we are not that great.
我发现有人呢，昨天才说这个牧师真好。
I noticed some people, even though they say how great this pastor is yesterday.
但他的丑事出来的时候，就落井下石。
But the moment anything shameful happens to this pastor, they start to press on them.
把他讲得一文不值。
say how terrible this pastor is.
你们觉得这是不是很常人啊？
Is this very common?
其实世人都有软弱。
Yeah, because we are human.
牧师也是人嘛。
Pastor is also human.
当你发现一个牧师有软弱的之神的时候，你不应该落井下石，应该为他祷告。
When you,
求神感动他，让他悔改。
When you notice a pastor is falling short, you have instead of pressing on it, you should pray for him.
就是我们的言语要留意。
We have to watch our words.
有时候你不经意的一句话会给别人带来很多的伤害。
Even though your words, you might not say, you might say it carelessly, but it can cause a lot of harm.
或者你不经意一句话讲的不够清楚的一句话，是别人会误会那一个人。
Or even if you say something careless about another person, someone else might misunderstand it.
曾经在一个的大学的一个 party 的里面。
In a party in college.
那天有一个女的同学本来要主持那个 party 的。
And the young student was supposed to prepare the party.
但是聚会开始了，人却找不到。
But at the beginning of the party, she was not nowhere to be found.
所以呢，负责的同工之一就到处去问，你有没有看到某某人啊？
And the co-workers were trying to look for her.
哎，旁边有一个女同学说，我看到她跟个男生出去了，好久没有回来。
One of the girls said, "Oh, I saw her going out with a boy. They went together."
但是他没有说清楚，他那个男生是他的哥哥。
But she didn't say that the man that she left with was her brother.
虽然他说的是对的，他跟个男生出去了，但是这句话没有讲完，是给别人带来对他有一些的误解的。
But she didn't.
你们说是吗？
Even though she didn't say anything incorrect, but she didn't specify it was her brother, it might cause misunderstanding with other people.
有一天我牵着一个21岁的女孩子走在 Flushing 的街头。
So one day I held a 21-year-old girl walking down the street in Flushing.
哎，有人说，哎，杨牧师，我看到今天杨牧师牵着一个少女在 Flushing 逛街。
Someone said, "Oh, I saw Pastor Young holding a young girl walking down Flushing shopping."
但是他没有说那是我的女儿。
But they didn't say that was my daughter.
会不会给人误会啊？
Would that cause misunderstanding?
所以你讲的话好像没有错，但是会。已经在言语上有过失了。
You might not say the wrong things, but you didn't clarify, so therefore it caused misunderstanding.
所以很多的喜欢讲话的人啊，要小心了。
So those who like to talk, you have to be careful.
还有一种的在言语上有过失的是哪一种人呢？
What is another type of people that can cause fault in their speech?
在第一节的里面。
In verse 1.
我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父。
Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers.
因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
Because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
这里的师父是教会的老师的意思。
What they meant by teacher is
教会里教导的那个主日学的老师。
Sunday school teacher, those who teach the young ones.
但是初代的教会许多人羡慕这个职位。
In the early church, a lot of people envy this kind of job.
因为当时的师父老师跟使徒好像是同列的，这个地位很高，受到尊重的。
Because teachers are on the same level as disciples, highly praised.
不过有句话这样说，高处不胜寒。
But some say even if you're on high, it's difficult.
不是说不要人做师父，不要。如果教会里没有主日学老师，也糟糕嘛。
Here it's not saying not to be teachers, because if you don't have Sunday school teacher, it's pretty bad.
但是如果你不具备这个恩赐，你不要硬把自己能够站在这个位置上。
But if you don't have the gift, don't force yourself to be on that the teaching level.
我本来是一个安静的人。
I used to be a very quiet person.
不多讲话的。
I don't talk too much.
但是无奈神呼召我成为传道的时候，要讲很多的话。
But God had called me to be a preacher, so therefore I have to talk a lot.
就是每一次上讲台，我都恐惧战兢的。
Every time I step on the podium, I'm very.
不是我写好了讲章就可以的。
Not only when I finish having the.
我的语气、我的语调、我的各方面，我需要再一次仰望神的。
My tone, my attitude, I have to continuously look up to God.
我看到 George 弟兄过来的时候，其实他已经看到我直接在车里，我在继续的看我的讲章。
Brother George came to me. I was sitting in my car reading the scripture.
但是你有发现今天在基督徒的里面呢，有一些人是自以为是的。
And some Christians, they think highly of themselves.
喜欢出风头的。
They like to bring themselves up.
他管不该管的。
They care of things that they should not care for.
我认识一位弟兄。
I know a brother.
他曾经在他在一个华人很大的华人教会里面。
In a really big Chinese church.
其实他只是教会里一个打杂的。
He's only someone who's doing miscellaneous stuff.
比方说扫地、铲雪、买教会的日用品。
Sweep the floor, clean snow, and getting supplies.
但是他常常觉得自己好像主任牧师一样的。
He often thinks of himself as the pastor, the main pastor.
看到这个不顺眼就要教训，看到那个不顺眼就要大声讲话。
Seeing one person he doesn't like or another, he would like to criticize and complain about.
这是不对的。
That's not a good thing.
你喜欢跟这些自以为是的、非常骄傲的人在一起吗
？Do you like to be with people that like to show off or opinionated？
我们一定不喜欢，对不对
？We definitely don't like
that。当我们发现这个人怎么这样子，你讨厌他的时候，我们要小心，我们不要成为这样的人。
When you notice this kind of people, we have to watch ourselves not to be like them。
今天求神能够。帮助我们勒住自己的舌头。
Today we ask God to help us control our tongue.
我们其实有时候要讲许多权威的话。
Oftentimes we have to say words, authoritative words.
比方说，今天你是为人父母的。
Say if you're today if you're a parent.
你要对你的孩子要讲的话嘛。
You have to say things to your children.
但是我们。的目的是要造就我们的孩子，不是惹我们的儿女能够丧气。
But we have to understand we're to bring our children up instead of putting them down.
今天或许你是老板。
Maybe today you're a boss.
你对你的员工，你的讲话，虽然你在权威的位置，但是要不要小心啊
？Yeah, you have you have workers. You have to watch the way that you speak to them as well.
或者你还是一个年轻人。
Or maybe you're a young adult.
不过你下面可能有小弟小妹
You might have younger brothers and sisters.
有时候你可能已经有也有逮到机会可以站在一个高位上讲话的
Or maybe in whatever circumstance you have the authoritative position.
不过要留意神说如果你乱讲话会受审判的
But you have to watch yourself because whatever you say you'll be judged strictly.
就是今天无论我们在哪一个的地位上在哪一个的时刻我们讲话要小心了
We have to remember whatever circumstance we are in, we have to watch what we speak.
免得我们在言语上有过失。
To prevent us from stumbling.
因为雅各说我们的确在言语上有过失的。
Because James says we definitely for sure
stumble in our words. 但是我们要靠主避免。
But we have to avoid that through Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
真的，我们需要避免的。
We have to avoid such.
有一些过失的话，如果你在神的面前寻求求神的帮助，我们下一次就不这样子有过失了。
When we have stumbled, if we stumble this time, we ask God for help. It will prevent us from stumbling in the future.
其实主不愿意到将来的时候要审判我们，主愿意我们今天就认罪悔改，改过了吧。
God doesn't want us to want to judge us in the future. He wants us to repent today.
让我们每天诉说的话能够荣耀神。
May everything that we say bring glory to our Lord.
许多的时候，我们在某一个的时刻，我们可能讲话会浮躁。
Oftentimes when we say things, we might be very furious.
但是你圣经怎么说？讲话浮躁如刀刺人的。
It says whatever you say things in fury, it's like a sword.
所以我们今天讲话要柔软。
So therefore, we have to say things in.
这个需要学习的。
That's the thing that we have to learn.
有人说我就是这样的脾气，我就是这样的口吻。
Some people say I'm just like that. That's how I am.
这个坚持自己的不对的。
If you really focus on yourself, that's not correct.
因为耶稣说你要学我的样式啊。
Because Jesus says you have to learn and speak like.
我们一个每一个被耶稣改变的人，我们必须要效法耶稣嘛。
Everyone who has who belongs to Christ, we should be like him.
你我他曾经都在言语上有过失了。
You and I all had stumbled in the past.
但是今天依着神的话语，我们可以避免在言语上再有过失。
But through God's word, we can prevent us from stumbling in the future.
我们思想第二方面。
Let's look at the second, second point.
制服舌头，学习顺服。
Taming your tongue to learn, to be obedient.
第三节，我们若把蕨黄放在马嘴里。
In verse 3, it says, when we put bits into the mouth of horse.
叫它顺服，就能调动它的全身。
To make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal.
在第二方面，我要大家留意这一节里的顺服。
I want us to focus on the word obey.
马，我们知道是一个很难驯服的一个的野兽。
We know that horse is a difficult beast to be tamed.
马不但要跑得快才是好马。
Not only if they run really fast, they are considered a good horse.
马更需要顺服于它的主人才是一个好马。
On the other hand, it has to obey the owner to be a good horse.
那么主人又如何能够调动他的马呢？
How does the owner make the horse obey them?
他就用一条绳子穿到他的鼻孔，然后呢，用这样一个小小的蕨黄，借着绳子可以能够调动马的全身。
That is to use a bit into the horse's mouth.
当然，如果马嘴里什么都没有是舒服的，对不对？
If a horse doesn't have anything in their mouth, it's very comfortable.
但是如果没有了蕨黄跟绳子在他的嘴里面，他就不能成为一个要被用的好马。
But if they don't have bits in their mouth, they will not be used greatly as a good horse.
所以蕨黄在马嘴里是必须的。
So a bit in the mouth of horse is very important.
其目的是叫他顺服他的主人。
The very important thing is for it to obey the owner.
所以雅各用这个的比喻教导我们，我们虽然鼻孔里面没有蕨环，但是我们要知道我们要顺服神。
James is trying to teach us, even though we don't have bits physically in our mouth, we have to learn to obey God.
你要顺服你的主人。
You have to obey your master.
虽然嘴巴在你的身上，你想怎么讲就怎么讲，但是要明白你所说的话要向上帝负责。
Even though you can say whatever you want, however, you have to understand whatever you say, you have to report back to God.
用这个马的比喻来教导我们真的很有意思啊。
Using the horse as a metaphor to teach us is very interesting.
中国人有个成语叫寻牙勒马。
In Chinese, it's basically saying to pull people back before they fall, before it's too late.
一匹的骏马
，a really a strong horse。
无论它跑得多快
，doesn't matter how fast it goes。
但是它需要听候主人的指示，随时可以刹车才是好马。
They have to listen to the owner whenever they want to stop, and the horse put a brake on it. That's considered a good horse.
有一天，主人骑着这个骏马一直跑。
The master on the horse riding on it for
这个马很有力呀、啊，他就。跑得飞快
，because it's a really strong horse, it runs really quickly.
但是主人骑在马上看得更高更远。
But the master on the horse can see a lot further.
主人发现前面是悬崖了，他要怎么做
？So they see a huge hill ahead. What do they do?
任凭他跑下去，人跟马都跌下去，粉身碎骨了。
What just kept on going and fall into it?
所以主人在这个时候，他要叫马刹车。
No, the old master has to pull the trigger.
所以悬崖前面就是悬崖，马要往上面。这个主人用绳子很有技巧的一动，马就知道不能再跑下去了。他要把整个的冲力往上面取消掉，马才可以刹住。
So the owner has to pull the trigger really quickly to force the horse to stop before they fall into.
这是千钧一发的时刻。
That's a very important critical point.
我们不知道大家有没有经验，有时候你很想讲一句话，但是圣灵马上阻止，不可以讲，这就是寻找乱码嘛。
Have you had this experience where one time you really want to say something, but Holy Spirit stopped you at that moment?
那有些基督徒仍然照自己的意思，不消灭圣灵的感动的。
Some Christians don't listen to the Holy Spirit and still do what they want to do.
所以他没有顺服嘛。
So, therefore, they didn't obey.
没有顺服就闯祸嘛。
And when they don't obey, they cause problems.
或许没有马上这个跌下去粉身碎骨，但是一定带来伤害。
They might not fall into the ditch right away, but they cause problems.
今天神要我们制服舌头，学习顺服。
Today, God wants us to tame our tongues, learn how to obey Him.
这种马不知道前面 已经没有路可走了。
Because being a horse, they don't know there's no road.
但是主人知道。
But the owner knows.
因为主人站得高，看得远。
Because the owner is higher up.
虽然传
福音
的时候，我们不知道这句话讲出来伤害有多大。
Even though sometimes when we say so, we don't know how hurtful it could be, the word this, the words that we say. But God knows.
神叫我们顺服他，不可以。他既然他已经制止你了，你就不要能讲了。
But God knows how much it hurts, so He wants us to stop before it causes problems.
第四节，他用另一个比喻来讲到学习顺服。
In verse 4, He uses another example.
第四节，看呐，船只虽然甚大。
Or take ships as example, although they're so large.
又被大风吹逼。
And are driven by strong winds.
只用小小的舵就随着掌舵的意思转动。
They are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go.
这只船无论有多大。
Doesn't matter how huge a ship is.
船的目的是要在水里服役的。
The purpose of ship is to float in the ocean.
虽然海阔天空。
Even though it's very nice and sunny outside.
但是每一次的航行一定有目标的。
But every time you go on a ship, you have a destination.
而且呢船虽然很大，船跟舵比例大概千分之一。
Even though the ship is really large, the small rudder is tiniest thing in the ship.
无论这只船，这个有多少多漂亮、多大的马力，但是它必须要这个让这个掌舵来控制它。
Doesn't matter how beautiful, how wonderful the ship is, it has to be controlled by the small rudder inside.
船在海里一定会遇到风浪的。
In a ships will definitely face force of wind and waves in ocean.
需要掌舵的来这个来控制这只船才能够乘风这个破浪。
It needs to be controlled by the rudder during those times.
然后才能够可以到达目的地。
In order to head to destination.
就是人生就像一只船在海里行驶。
So our life is really similar to a ship on an ocean.
无论在顺境在逆境。
Doesn't matter if it's in good times or adversity.
你要学习顺服。
We have to learn to obey.
神必引导你一生的航程。
God will guide your whole life.
今天很多的时候我们的言语上呢有过言语上不够顺服的时候照自己的意思没有顺服神。
Oftentimes, we follow our own thoughts and not obey God.
这个问题非常的严重。
It's very, very, it's very critical.
我们知道，船知不知道前面有下面有肮脏啊叫啊？船本身知不知道啊？
The ship know there's problem.
不知道的。
They don't know. The ship doesn't know.
无论你这船是多么的坚固，如果撞到了这个下面的。这个我们说这个暗礁的时候会不会沉没
if a ship hits like something in the ocean who doesn't know it's in front of it
所以今天呢我们要承认我们的无知的
so today we have to know
我们要承认我们的有限的
we have to know our limits
我们要学习顺服
we have to learn to obey
神知道
because God knows
让神掌控你的舌头
allow God to control and tame your tongue
你就可以能够继续的行驶在神的领域里面。
Therefore, you can continue to walk in His route.
在神带领的航程里面。
In His route.
你们阿门吗
？Do you amen to that?
还有第三个比喻讲到学习顺服，第五节看呐，最小的火能点着最大的生灵。
And the next thing is, the tongue is also is a fire.
舌头像火。
The tongue also like a fire.
如果不受控制的舌头就像火。
If it's not if the tongue is not tamed, it's like a fire.
星星之火可以燎原。
A small spark can cause a forest fire.
上个礼拜，这过去几天一个礼拜，这个加州的大火烧的是多惨呐、
！A California forest fire, it's going on right now. It's terrible.
我们知道火的可怕。
We know how terrible a forest fire is.
夺去了多少的生命，烧毁了多少的家园。
How many lives it has taken, and how many houses it has burned down.
其实，如果我们的舌头不勒住、不受到制服的时候，我们的杀伤力像火那样的可怕的。
If we don't tame our tongue, what we can cause is just like a forest fire.
有一种罪叫多嘴的罪，多嘴。
There's a sin called talking too much.
不知道大家听过没有？
I don't know if you heard of that.
其实多嘴，你们觉得是不是罪啊？
Do you think that's a considered sin?
我曾经听到一个年长的姐妹。
I heard once from an elderly sister.
在我面前说，哎，某某某某人的奶奶，她三四年前有一个很要好的男朋友。
The sister said, "Oh, so and so's grandma, 30 years ago, had a really interesting boyfriend."
后来她嫁给了别人。
And years later, she married someone else.
我马上去阻止她，不要讲这些。
I stopped her and said, "Don't say these things."
无论她过去多么的不堪，但是你提她的往事有益处吗？
Doesn't matter what kind of past she had, does it benefit anyone?
耶稣基督都赦免她，你为什么还记得她的这些往事呢？
Jesus has forgiven her, why do you still remember it?
你讲这个往事对你有益处，叫我听见的有益处吗？
When you say this, does it benefit me or benefit you?
虽然你讲的是事实，没有撒谎，但是这些都不应该讲了。
Even though you're telling the truth and there's no lie,
你们同不同意？
But you should stop.
人家已经为人祖母了，你讲这些干嘛？
She's already a grandma. Why are you still talking about it?
所以这是多嘴的罪。
That's talking too much.
不该讲的却讲了很多。
You shouldn't talk about it, but you say so many things about it.
今天我们今天现代人呢，不该讲的讲了，听的太多了。
These days we often say things that we should not.
每天呢，早上我醒来最怕的就是那些在群里闲聊的人，浪费我的时间。
Every time I wake up, I really don't like people who talk so much in a group chat.
哇，现在群什么同学群，什么这教会群，什么这个朋友群，一大堆呀。
So many classmate groups, church group, and whatever type of groups, so many.
都是讲不该讲的话。
They say whatever things.
你们同不同意啊？
Do you agree?
当然有一些讲该讲的话，不过很少。
Of course, there are people that say things that they should, but very minimum.
这个叫听见的人没有益处的。
It doesn't benefit anyone who hears.
我们要顺服，不要讲不该讲的话。
We have to obey and say and do not say things that we shouldn't.
不要在群里谈天说地了。
Don't chat away in the group chat.
还有一种罪叫做不讲话的罪。
And there's another crime sin, that is not saying anything.
中国人说沉默是金。
In Chinese saying, if you don't say anything, it's like gold.
是有时候真的沉默是金。
Even though yes, it's true sometimes.
但是我告诉你，有时候基督徒沉，有时候沉默是罪。
However, to Christians, if you keep silent,
我不知道你同不同意，等一下你就会同意了。
If you keep silent, sometimes it's considered a crime in Christianity.
很多的人呢、啊，得罪神的时候
，oftentimes, when we offend God,
基督徒得罪神，他会在众人的面前认罪流涕。
When a person offends God, they will shed tears and ask for forgiveness in front of brothers and sisters.
但是你知道吗？通常一个人得罪神，同时又得罪了人。
You have to understand the moment you offend God, you offend others too.
你在神的面前对付了上帝，我得罪你了，我做了什么不该做了，你认了。
You ask for forgiveness from God and repent.
但是那个被你得罪的人，你为什么不跟他说对不起呢？
But the person, the human that you offended, how come you don't apologize to them?
中国人有一个传统，有一个传统，我说有一个传统不是很好。
There's a cultural thing that a Chinese cultural thing that's not very good.
比方说，我你还欠我很多人情呢，我昨天还救了你的命，我今天得罪你有什么关系啊？
That is
你应该知道可以原谅的嘛，还要我跟你说对不起吗？
That is I saved you yesterday. We are even now. Like you shouldn't think about it.
其实昨天你对他好，要他常常记得。
You were nice to them yesterday. Do you expect them to remember forever?
要他记得是他自己记得，不是你要求他记得的。
That is, if they want to remember, they do. It's not because you force them to.
耶稣说，众人认为善的，我们要努力去做，没有什么值得可夸张的吧。
Jesus, good things we have to do is not to be remembered by.
或许你昨天帮了他很多，那是因为神让你有能力帮他。
You have to remember you're able to help them because God gave you the capability.
你今天得罪他，你应该说对不起。
You offend them today.
这是两码事，你知道吗？
It's two separate things.
这是两码事。
It's two separate things.
今天我们做长辈的得罪我们的下一代。
Today, as a parent, we offend our children.
是我生你养你，我讲你一句重话又怎么样了？
I gave you life. So what if I say something harsh?
不对，这样的心态不对。
That's not correct.
你的孩子也是人啊。
Your children are human as well.
有一天我得罪我的女儿。
So one day I offended my daughter.
那是十几年前的事，我记得她才九岁的时候。
I remember she was 9 years old.
她就拉着我不放啊，爸爸，你要跟我说对不起。
She kept on holding on to me. Dad, you have to apologize to me.
我说好吧，我就拉下老脸说对不起。
I put down my face. I said,
"I'm
sorry."
不过那次之后啊，我很少跟她说对不起，因为我不敢再随便得罪她了。
After that time, I don't apologize to her often anymore because I learned to not offend her.
其实呢。可以讲的要讲啊。
What you need to say, you have to say it.
你得罪别人还不说对不起啊？
You offend someone, you still don't say sorry?
人跟人之间，夫妻之间，就是差一句对不起，就吵架嘛，打起来嘛。
Between husband and wife, all you need is a sorry to prevent fights.
为什么当你得罪别人的时候，在言语上要讲该讲的？
When you offend someone, why is it important to say what you need to say, like sorry?
我记得好多年前我还在读神学的时候
Because I remember many years ago, still in seminary
有一个学期老师要求要买很多的书
One semester, teacher asked us to buy a lot of books
有一本书呢不但要买要读要写报告
One of the books you have to buy, read, as well as write a report
我就跟神学院的书局的一个姐妹订了那本书我忘记了大概80到100块这样的金额
I purchased the book, it was about $80 to $100
但是过两天之后回到家里我的书架上原来已经有一本只是好久没有看别人送给我的一直没有机会看今天读书需要这本书我忘了有又获得了一本
I went home but I realized I had one on my bookshelf that somebody gave me many years ago just never read it and I realized I bought another one
于是我就心疼这个钱因为同学生也没有什么钱嘛
Because I was a student, I don't have much money, so I feel so bad.
几天之后那个书局的姐妹说亚弟兄啊你的书到了过来拿吧
So a few days later, the sister at the library sister called, Oh, brother, your book is here.
我说我有订吗
And I said, Oh, did I purchase the book?
她看到我否认了她也不讲话了可能我记错了她挂电话了
She heard this and she was like, oh, maybe I remembered wrong. Maybe
不过她知道我定了。
But she knows I ordered.
但是我否认了，她也拿我没有办法了。
But because I denied, she can't really do anything about it.
不过她心里也不舒服。
But she didn't feel too good.
不但她心里不舒服，那之后见她就躲，我也不舒服，做贼心虚。
After such, not only did she not feel too good, I didn't feel good. I tried to avoid her as much as I can.
但是几天之后，我再也这个忍不住了，我被圣灵光照，我到他书局面前看看，没有人，只他一个人在。我说：“师姐妹，对不起，我真的定了，但是我软弱，我没钱，所以我撒谎。”
A few days later, I really couldn't hold it. The Holy Spirit came to me, so I went to the sister and apologized because there were nobody around. I said sorry.
我赶快掏钱去买他的书回来。
I took out money and gave it to her. I was like, "Yeah, I'll take the book."
不但掏钱买他的书回来，还要说很诚恳的说对不起。
Not only using money to buy the book, I have to apologize sincerely.
哎呦，那个六十出头的姐妹啊，听我掏钱买书，又说对不起她，哎呦，热泪满眶抱着我。
The sister was really, really touched because I did such, and she held me.
她说谢谢你。
She said thank you.
过去一段时间啊，我对你误解了，我对你有另外的看法，怎么神学生这样子啊？
I had different thoughts on seminary students. How can they be like this?
哎，我得罪他是他害他好几天不高兴。他还我说对不起，还谢谢我哎。
I offended her for many days to make her question, but she actually thanked me for apologizing to her.
弟兄姊妹，当你得罪别人的时候
，Brother and sister, when you offend others,
你要顺服圣灵的感动，要跟他说对不起。
You have to obey the Holy Spirit to say sorry, apologize.
跟他的关系会恢复
，so that you and that person's relationship can be rebuilt，
不再亏欠他
，so that you no longer
使你跟神、跟人都和好
，so that not only humanly relationship but also
God in your relationship， 不要让他继续误解你
，so that they no longer think differently of you，
也让他知道是神与神也有软弱
，so that they know whoever you are， you have your weakness，
将来让他碰到另一个神学生。 也能够为他祷告，希望那个人也回来跟他说对不起。
In my situation as a seminary student, so that if she encounter another seminary student, she will learn to pray for them.
我的对不起不当，我跟着神的关系跟他的关系正常了，也让他跟我的关系跟神的关系正常了。
Not only did it rebuild my relationship with her relationship with God, also my relationship with God as well.
为什么圣经说，当你带礼物到我的堂前献祭的时候，想起弟兄向你还愿，要放下祭物，先跟他和好，再来献祭啊？
When you offer sacrifice to the Lord, you know that you still offend another brother. You have to go and make up with a brother first before you come sacrifice the offering.
神叫我们学习顺服嘛。
God asks us to obey.
对付罪嘛。
To go against sin.
跟神跟人关系都要和好。
So that your relationship between human and God can be rebuilt.
你的一句对不起，使对方以后如果有对不起别人的地方，也可以效法你这样做嘛。
So that your apology to that person will help them understand that in the future, if they offend others, they will learn to apologize too.
我们要学习顺服，讲该讲的话。
We have to learn to obey to say things that are correct, that are needed.
讲该讲话的话还有很多方面呢。
There are a lot of others, other various ways too.
别人有一点成绩，要肯定他，称赞他。
If you see their success, you have to encourage them to build them up.
如果你的孩子成绩上一次考69，今天考了75，你够 ，Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah, if you notice your kid getting 69 last time, 75 this time, you have to encourage them, saying good
job. 他已经有进步，一个肯定他，一个拥抱，一个称赞他。
Because you know that they are improving, you have to encourage them.
你不能说别人考97，你怎么才75啊
？Don't say, oh, other kid got 97.
你要看到他，你不要跟班上你的孩子跟别人比，别人可能是天才呀。
Don't compare your child to another person's kid.
你要如何一点一点使他进步
？You have to encourage your own child.
这是造就你的好话吧。
That is good words, encouraging words.
我们对身边的人，尤其对你最亲的孩子或者配偶，他进步的时候要不要吝啬说这些该说的话
？So yeah, when you see your children's improving or your husband and wife, don't hesitate to say these encouraging words.
神要我们能够制服舌头，学习顺服啊。
God wants us to learn how to tame our tongue, learn to obey.
神把一些好像扶不起的阿斗放在你身边，你把他扶起来不好吗？
If you see people who are not able to get up, how come? Why don't you just go there and help them?
有人说，这个孩子教不会，这个孩子真的很笨的。
Some might say, "Oh, this child is so stupid."
其实说这话的人，另一个角度我们去思想，你们有本事教好他。
If you look in a different perspective, you can say,
"Well." 作为一个老师，你没有本事教好学生，还说这个学生很笨。
Well, looking at a different perspective, it's not because the student's stupid. Maybe you are not a good teacher. You aren't able to bring the kid up.
都是天才需要你教啊。
If they're all really smart, why don't they need you as a teacher, right?
我们的日子如何，历练如何？如果这个孩子很笨，在你的班上，神啊，求你赐给他智慧，求你给我忍耐、爱心，如何使他成长？
If you have a quote-unquote stupid student in your class, ask God to help you to have the patience and love to bring the student up.
我们曾经跟这个人传过福音，他不信。
If you have shared the gospel to this person,
你不能因此就放弃他了。
You don't just stop right away.
你逮到机会继续跟他讲。
If you have the opportunity, continue to share the gospel.
是真的，这个人你跟他讲了300遍了，他还不信。
Even though if you shared 300 plus times, they still don't believe.
你有没有继续顺服圣灵，找机会跟他讲
？Do you continue to obey the Holy Spirit to share with them? For example,
你的好朋友或者亲人家里面有一个非信徒基督徒，心很硬的。
One of your friend or your family member who has a really hard-ed heart.
有一天他病入膏肓，快要死了。
One day they're in a critical condition.
但希望不要这样的事发生，但是常常会发生的。
Critical condition. Of course, we don't want that to happen, but often it does.
这个时候你要去看他的时候，去医院看他的时候，你先给祷告上帝，你给我技巧，让我有机会跟他传福音。
Before you visit them in the hospital, pray to God, ask him to give you the ability to share the gospel to them.
你有没有买鲜花跟水果不重要，重要的就是有没有在看他的时候该讲的话。
Not the bringing flower and fruits is not the most important thing. The most important thing is what you say to them when you visit them.
你看他连起床跟你打招呼都没有精神、没有体力的时候。
When you notice that they don't have the energy to even greet you.
你就握住他的手，我可以为你祷告吗
？You can hold on to their hand and ask them, "Can I pray for you?"
就算连他不会说话，只要你愿意信耶稣，点一点你的指头，愿意信耶稣也可以吗？
even if you can't, don't have the energy to move, you can even slightly your finger, let me know that you want to believe.
这个时候他是最软弱，最愿意打开心门，谁不愿意再活下去啊？
They are the weakest during those times. Who doesn't want to live a little longer?
这就是你最好的机会嘛。
This is your best opportunity.
所以不讲话是罪啊，有时候。
So if you keep silent,
是不是啊？
Sometimes it's considered a sin.
因为你不顺服圣灵嘛，你不爱这个世上的灵魂啊。
Because you're not obeying the Holy Spirit, you don't love those in this world.
我们思想第三方面。
Now let's look up the third.
制服舌头，生命平安。
That is taming your tongue to have a peaceful life.
第六节，舌头是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
Verse 6, it says, the tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire.
我这里让大家留意生命。
I want us to focus on this life.
我们都希望我们的生命长久。
We all want our life to be elongated.
但是生命长久跟你制服舌头有关系。
Having a long life has a it's parallel to taming your tongue.
今天许多人的生命中没有缺乏平安的。
A lot of people lack peace in their life.
包括有些基督徒啊。
Including Christians.
不是神没有保护你。
Not because God didn't protect you.
因为是你自己找的嘛。
It's because you yourself seek such.
有些的难处，有些的悲剧，是你都是因为你的舌头造成的嘛。
Some difficulties actually was caused by your own tongue.
如果不管好自己的舌头。
If you don't control and tame your tongue,
你的生命会毁坏的。
Your life will be corrupted.
而且这个毁坏是很可怕，好像从地狱里点着的火。
The corruption is really it's terrible because it's as if it came set fire by hell.
我们知道这里讲到轮子，然后从地狱来的轮子是圆的。如果这个火球一直在滚，可不可怕？
So here it says, your body is like a wheel that turns.
这些又是比喻的讲法，就是告诉、警告我们要勒住舌头。
It's a metaphor trying to remind us.
如果你不勒住舌头，那个杀伤力、那个破坏力，就好像那个从地狱里的出来的火球一样的。
So if you don't tame your tongue, it will be like a wheel that come out of hell with fire.
我们知道地狱的火是不灭的。
We know that the fire in hell does not quench.
所以今天我们必须要勒住我们的舌头。
So therefore, we must tame our tongue.
我记得30多年前。
I remember 30+ years ago.
在我旁边的那有一个的小伙子。
I know there was a young man.
有一天他走在路上，看到他村里那一个年纪很大的老公公。
So one day as he was walking in the old town, he saw an elderly man.
他就对他说，哎，某某老公公啊，这个这三个月某某人的祖母也过世了，三个礼拜某某人的祖父也过世，你怎么还在啊？
He says to that elderly man, oh, a couple weeks ago, so-and-so's grandma, so-and-so's grandpa passed away. How come you're still here?
但这个孩子就是年轻人就喜欢开玩笑。
The young man likes to joke around.
虽然他是开玩笑。
Even though he was joking around.
但是那个听的长者听了也不高兴啊。
But the elderly man wasn't happy with what he just said.
然后那个长者老公公啊，听了这个小胡子的话呢，他就这个不经意的、不轻不重的回应说。
So the elderly, after hearing him, said it quietly, gently. He says this.
他说：“小孩子啊。”
He says, "Young man."
你知道吗？光彩不是单单在撞这些老人的。
He says, young man, coffin don't only hold elderly people.
棺材里面也躺着年轻人的。
Coffin also hold young people too.
不过那个长者也是无心的回应一句嘛。
Of course, the elderly didn't mean it. He just responded just like that.
3年之后，那个小伙子翘辫子死了，这个老公还在。
So 3 years later, this young man actually passed away, yet the elderly man was still alive.
所以我们说，我们要不要制服舌头，不要诅咒别人，不要随便开玩笑吧。
So we have to control our tongue, not to curse others.
前不久，我在新闻上看到有一个新闻蛮大的，上海杀妻案。
So a couple weeks ago, I saw a news, a huge news, saying a husband killing a wife in Shanghai.
上海一个年轻人29岁，亲手用手插死了他新婚10个月的妻子。
He a young man, 29-year-old, killed his own wife of 10 months.
然后在审判的时候，法官问他：“你为什么这么狠心啊？”
So, during court, the judge asked, "How come you did such thing?"
他的回答只有几个字。
He only said a couple words.
我受不了他的唠叨。
I can't take her nagging anymore.
那个年轻人亲手杀死他的老婆，因为他受不了他的老婆在他的耳边呢话很多，耳根不清净，他受不了。
He physically killed her wife because he couldn't take her nagging around him constantly all the time.
原来他们结婚不久，几个月之后去杭州去度假。
Actually, after they got married, a few months later, they wanted to go to Hangzhou to have a vacation.
本来已经计划好了，这个游西湖、游哪里，每个景点都安排得很好。
Everything was already planned, where they want to go, etc.
可是呢，天公不作美，那几天的天气都不好，下雨。
But of course, the weather was terrible the time that they were in Hangzhou.
所以那个妻子就在整个的这个行程旅游里面就抱怨了。
So the wife complained left and right during the vacation time.
要没地方发泄了，就跟老公发泄嘛。
And she doesn't have anywhere to complain, so she complained to the husband.
怎么在定的这不会定时间的，刚好定的这个天气不好。
She complained, "How come you didn't know how to plan? Why do you plan this time where the weather sucks?"
然后因为这样的缘故，提早要回城了，回去了。
So therefore, because of such, they have to return home a little earlier.
回从杭州要回上海的时候，又碰上这个捷运的高峰期，买不到快车的票。
So when they're planning on returning, it was a peak time, so they couldn't purchase the ticket going back to Shanghai.
他又不能再等了，因为心情不好啊，就赶快回家。
Because they can't wait anymore, they were not really happy about the whole situation.
只能买那些原始的火车票，滴坑滴坑，好多个小时才能回到家。
So instead of high-speed rail, they have to get a train ticket that takes a lot longer to go home.
所以那个回到家里，这个老婆舟车劳加上舟车劳顿呢，一肚子气，继续跟老公唠叨。
So after the many hours of train ride, the wife was still unhappy. The moment she got home, she continuously
早上唠叨，晚上唠叨，在床上还是唠叨。
Complain from morning to night, even into bed, she still complains.
她老公第一受不了了，到外面网吧来打游戏去了。
So the husband can't take it anymore, so he went went to like a coffee shop type of thing.
他以为回来应该没事了吧，他的气应该消了吧。
So he was thinking,
哪里知道第二晚还是这样，而且变本加厉。
So he thought, oh, maybe when he returned home, she'll be better. But of course not. She got worse after a day.
那天在船上，他就受不了，老婆，你不能 stop， 不要说了。
So he says,
我受不了了。
I can't take it anymore. Could you stop?
但老婆她偏要继续说。
But the wife continuously to nag.
所以他用手就用劲的把老婆掐在床上，就让她不要说话。
So he actually strangled the wife, telling her to stop.
可能他刚当时的气也上来，力也不知道特别的大，一下子把老婆掐死了。
So when he strangled the wife, maybe he was really angry and couldn't control his strength. He pressed too hard and killed her.
本来这对新婚的夫妇人生一片光明，对不对？前途似锦。
Newlywed people, you can see how beautiful a life they will have.
因为言语上没有好好的这个控制。
But because they did not control their tongue.
老婆死了，老公也要被枪毙。中国是杀人要偿命的。
The wife is dead. The husband has to face justice. He has to be shot to death too.
所以啊，许多的悲剧都是因为从口出来的。
A lot of tragedies happen due to come from our mouth.
你如果不控制自己的舌头啊，不但害了自己，也害了对方。
If you don't tame your tongue, not only do you affect yourself, you also affect other people too.
今天许多的婚姻，包括基督徒的婚姻，亮起了红灯，甚至支离破碎。
A lot of marriages, even Christian marriages, have a lot of red flags into divorce.
都是起因为舌头。
It actually start from the tongue.
夫妻好好的吃饭。
A husband and wife enjoy.
就一言不合就吵起来。
Saying one thing incorrect, they start to argue.
另一个呢，跟着瞎起哄，就越像火球一样，越烧越大，不可控制。
And the other, of course, continue to add on to the argument.
我最近 三年来一直到监狱有事工。
So these past 3 years, I've been going to jail, serve the people.
我曾经问一个犯人，我说你为什么判这么重的刑坐牢
？I asked the criminal why do you have such a strong penalty?
他说，跟我一起大铺的这个同一住同一房同一层的一个的男生呢，他跟我借钱，然后我跟他要钱，他不还。
He said, I lend money to a neighbor. He never returned the money back to me.
然后就吵起来，打起来了。
So they started arguing and started fight.
他不还钱，还骂我，还打我。
He didn't return money back to me. He actually started curse me and fight physically with me.
所以我到厨房拿了一把刀，把他捅了几刀，把他变成残废。
So I took a knife and stabbed him so severely.
就是言语上的冲突。
So that he became disabled.
起因是因为一点几百块钱。
The starting point is because of a couple hundred dollars.
人生很多的悲剧都是小事开始的。
A lot of tragedies.
然后引发你的舌头有问题。
Start from small things, causing your tongue.
没有得到控制。
And not able to tame your tongue, and not able to be controlled.
对方变成残废，一辈子受苦。他坐在牢里，一辈子也受苦。
So that person is completely disabled for the rest of his life, and the other person is in jail for the rest of his life.
所以制服舌头，生命平安。
So taming your life, taming your tongue can have a peaceful life.
神叫我们制服舌头。
God asks us to tame our tongue.
神要赐给你长久的生命。
Because He wants to give you a long life.
丰盛的生命。
Abundant life.
神要你去影响别人的生命。
God wants you to affect other people's
lives. 而不是又把地狱的火引过来烧了自己，烧了别人。
Not to bring hellfire and burn others and burn yourself.
基督徒在言语上要成为多人的榜样。
Christians has to be examples for others through our speech.
今天特别是一个感恩的季节。
So this is Thanksgiving time.
我们刚才唱的歌，献上感恩的祭。
So we sang a song named Forever.
我们生命平安才能够继续献上平安的祭吧，感恩的祭吧。
If we have a peaceful life, then we can have a Thanksgiving offering.
最好的感恩就是今天能够做一个完全人，在言语上能够得到控制。
The best Thanksgiving is taming your tongue and being a complete person.
没有人可以靠自己制服自己的舌头。
Nobody can control your own tongue through your own abilities.
但是不要忘了，主是我们随时的帮助。
But don't forget, our God is our help.
圣灵借着雅各的口说，我们要制服舌头。
Holy Spirit through James told us that we need to tame our tongue.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
We can do things in our own, but in with God, nothing is impossible.
今天我们感恩节最好的礼物送给我们最亲的人、身边的人，就是我们在言语上成为他的榜样。
The best gift that we can give to others in this Thanksgiving time is through our words, being encouragement to others.
就像你的配偶送给你最珍贵的礼物，那也是属实的。
Doesn't matter how expensive a gift your spouse give you, it belong to the world.
如果你在言语上从此可以得到能够控制，可以能够激励他的生命，那是更好的。
If you can control your tongue, your words to encourage your spouse, it's actually far better.
今天基督徒的言语是可以得到控制的。
This day, Christians' words can be tamed and can be controlled.
那么我们的生命就能够不一样了。
And then our life will be changed.
我们的家就不一样了。
Our life would no longer be the same.
我们的教会就不一样了。
Our church no longer be the same.
我们的社区就不一样了。
Our community as well.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们虽然软弱。
Even though we are weak.
但是你却可以刚强我们。
But Lord, you can strengthen us.
虽然我们有限。
Even though we are limited.
但是你却可以加给我们力量。
But Lord, you give strength to us.
虽然我们是短视的。
Even though we are here for a short while,
但是你可以使我们有超越的眼光。
But you can give us a far sight.
虽然许多人常常是惹我们生气的。
Even though a lot of people offend us,
害我们说不该说的话的。
Make us say things that we shouldn't.
但是我们可以靠主保守自己的心。
But we can protect our hearts through you.
跟着我们就可以靠主制服我们的舌头。
And through you, we can tame our tongue.
让我们活着就可以荣神益人。
So that when we live, we can glorify you.
让我们口所出的可以说造就人的好话。
So that whatever we say can build others up.
我们远离过去那些一切不讨你喜悦的习惯。
Help us be away from the things that offend you.
我们也不再被世俗所影响。
And we no longer be affected by the world.
我们要天天被主所恩膏。
Every day be anointed by Jesus.
天天被你所使用。
Be used by you every day.
让我们成为完全的人。
So that we can be completed.
让你的教会成为完全的教会。
So that the church can be completed.
这样我们就可以放装我们的社区。
So that we can turn our community around.
扩张你的国度。
Expand your kingdom.
我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
将你的话赐给我们,
May you give your words to us.
愿主将你的话存记在我们的心里,
and deep, root deep into our hearts.
然后我们就可以活出来,
and we will be able to live it out.
在日常的生活中可以活出来,
in everyday life, we can
将荣耀归给你,
live it out. Give all the glory to you.
听我们祷告, 奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
Pray, listen to our prayer. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.